Right. Well, it amazes me. I shouldn't be amazed, but it amazes me every Sunday how the Lord just goes before us. And even though no one knows what you're speaking on, but how the Lord goes before, how all the songs are part of my message today. There was a line, I am forever mine. I know there is peace in your presence. I speak Jesus, love so amazing. The rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven. Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. I hear your invitation to let it all go. I run to the Father, I fall into grace. All those things encompass my message this morning. My message is intimacy with the Father. Our intimacy with Father or God, his highest priority for our lives, determines the impact of our lives. One of our greatest needs is to know we are loved. Each of us has to feel certain deep down that someone loves us, cares for us, and has our best interests at heart. This is how God designed us. He wanted us to know he loves us with a passionate intensity too deep for words. In Genesis 1:26, it says, then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the air, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all creatures that move along the ground. The purpose for which God created us was for an intimate relationship, a friendship with himself. And out of the intimate friendship with him, then we make him known to others. A holy God who says, be holy as I am holy, happens to be just and as well all-powerful. Therefore, we will only be fulfilled to the degree that we have an intimate relationship with God. All this is the purpose for which we were created. If we are not in that relationship, then we are frustrated and looking for things to fill that void. To have a relationship, there needs to be a friendship. There is quite a difference knowing him as the Creator to knowing him as our Father. We, the creature of his creation, to being then his son or daughter. The relationship starts with unity and relationship with Jesus Christ. God's Son, Jesus Christ, there is a confrontation with him. He has to become part of me, and I have to acknowledge I am a sinner and then turn from my sin and recognize that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sin and thank him for that sacrifice and invite him into my life. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Saviour, he not only forgave us, but also made us into a new creation. We were no longer standing at a distance from God, but we were able to draw near to him. In John 14:6, it reads, Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except through me. God created human beings with fellowship in mind, first with himself and then with others. But we cannot fully love one another until we have ourselves experienced the love of God. We experience his love when he willingly surrendered to his call to be our Saviour, Lord, and Father, and friend, sorry. If you have drifted in your devotion to the Saviour and feel as though you grow more distant each day in your relationship with him, then pray, and he will draw you near once more. He knows your weakness, and if you will tell him you want him to take control of your life, he will come to you in a mighty way and bring hope and light to your situation, no matter how dark or hopeless it may feel. This has been my experience. When my husband left me and our marriage was no longer, I could have spiraled down into loss and bitterness. I chose to run to the Father and spend time with him to help me through a very difficult time. He was there for me, he spoke to me clearly and helped me through that time, and every day is a continual time of walking and deepening that relationship with him. Sometimes it is not easy and we have trials come our way, but he never forsakes us. It is often us who forsake him until we realize that it is only with Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit that we can move forward and see the path in front of us that he wants us to go forth. In Isaiah 55, 6 to 7, it says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon." This friendship and intimacy I talk about starts with the fear of the Lord. In Psalm 25:14, it says, "The Lord is a friend to those who fear him. He teaches them his covenant." And in Proverbs 8:13, it says, "All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and arrogance, corruption and perverse speech." And then in Psalm 33:8-9, it says, "Let the whole world fear the Lord, and let everyone stand in awe of him. For when he spoke, the world began, and it appeared at his command." We're going to do a little impromptu thing now, so you don't have to, but it's just a... So here we see a father who speaks, and the world is formed by his command. I wonder if you can close your eyes now, and I'm going to read something, and you can try and visualize this as I read it. So God is there and there's no one else. Then all of a sudden, before your eyes is a complete sphere. Then he starts to form everything over the next 6 days. All of a sudden we see light and darkness. Then he brings in the water over the sphere. Then he separates that water to have then sky. And then he separates it again, and we see dry land. Then from that dry land, we see bursting forth grasses, seeding, bearing plants, and trees. Amazing oasis awaits us. Then he forms the sun, who directs our light for the day, and the moon, which is light for our night. It also marks the seasons, the days, and the years. Then he puts into the sky the stars that twinkle and show us the way. Then God created great sea creatures, every sort of fish and big animal is swimming within the waters. And then every kind of bird is set forth into the air. Then comes the livestock, the small animals, and the wildlife. all been able to reproduce more of their kind. Then he made people in his image, male and female, and they were blessed. They were told to multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. You can open your eyes now. We are to be in awe of God, as he is so powerful, and we have his attitude to the hatred of sin. Now, this is something I got from my YWAM teaching. This is four levels of relation to sin, and this is from Joy Dawson. So the first level of attitude towards sin, the first level is the person who does not sin due to the consequences are too great. And this is a very extreme example, but it's someone who is wanting to commit adultery with some person, but they're too afraid to be found out. Yet there is still a love for that adultery within their hearts, so therefore there is no hatred for that sin. Our thought life needs to come under the control of hatred of sin. The second one is with the righteousness in their life. Examples may be paying bills on time, never missing a church service, having a particular strategy to try and hold your life into place. They have no awareness of the sin of self-righteousness, pride. They might want peace at any price and don't want to get involved with human need or cannot understand anyone who is pioneering something difficult or reaching out to others. There is no hatred to not be involved in the Great Commission, being praying for the lost and the nations of the world. The third one is a sincere Christian who really wants to do right and looks into God's word, who has sins in their character that they keep committing. They confess sincerely, but are back at that sin again, and they can't seem to break that cycle. Then there is the Christian who has the fear of the Lord, who hates sin and seldomly does, and if they do, they immediately want to get clean by confessing and repenting, asking God to bring the fear of the Lord upon them on that area in their lives, and receiving that by faith, and he imparts that hatred over that sin, and then you don't want to do that again. If we think about those four things, we most probably could all find different things within our walk as a Christian that we think, oh, maybe I'm here, maybe I'm there. But the great thing is, the Lord is our Redeemer. We can overcome those things. We just have to bring that to the Lord and ask him to come in and help us get victory over that thing. The wonderful thing is the Father is waiting for us to reach out to him and to move on in those levels so we can grow in our intimacy with the Father to have more of our life at level four. In Proverbs 9:10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom, the knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment." We have a Father who does not change. He is the I Am and has always wanted this intimacy with us from the beginning when he first created the world with Adam and Eve. In Malachi 4:6, it says, "I am the Lord and I do not change. That is why your descendants of Jacob are not already destroyed." Back in this time in the Bible, the people of Israel were doing all sorts of things. They would follow God for a while, and then they'd get tempted by the different gods and things of the other nations. Then they'd repent. They'd come back to the Lord, say they were sorry and would move on for a while and they'd do this whole cycle again. But through this, we can see God's love for each of us. Because nowhere in that time, because he had made this covenant with Abraham, did he go back on his word. And when he speaks to us today, what he says to us, he will never go back on his word. He's a faithful God, a God that loves each of you so much that you could never comprehend. But he wants to be there to walk through your walk with you in such a way that you come to know him in such a bigger and amazing relationship with him. Who do you know that would go to such great lengths to have you as a friend and want you and want such a rich, intimate relationship with you? Yes, you, that is right. He is the Father who seeks you out and is wanting and waiting for you to respond to him this day. As a new believer, or as one that has been away for a while and wants to come back, or for some of us that have been not as involved as usual with our friendship and need to connect ourselves again with him, he is waiting and wanting that relationship with you today. If anyone would like prayer or something, I welcome you to come and talk with the elders afterwards. But I just want to finish off with a few words from this song that we just sung. I run to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I'll run to the Father again and again. Thank you.